From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Diplomats from the United States, Russia, and the United Nations are meeting in Geneva on Friday to discuss how to advance the peace process in Syria. The meeting comes a day after an agreement was reached between Syrian opposition groups on a framework for talks with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime. There is one thing all opposition groups can agree on. Louis Safi is a member of the Syrian National Council.
Everybody in this conference said, no way, Assad is the problem, is part of the problem. He can't be part of the solution. His departure would be the beginning of any possible transition.
They set a January deadline for the start of talks between the Assad government and moderate opposition groups as part of a broader plan for a political transition in Syria. In a related story, a series of truck bombs in northeastern Syria has killed at least 22 people. The bombs went off near a health center and vegetable market in the Kurdish-held town of Taltamir, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. At least 7 people have died in early morning attacks on military sites near the capital city of Burundi. Gunfire and explosions were heard outside Bujumbura in the early morning hours Friday after militants attacked at least 2 military sites. Presidential media advisor Willie Nimwete wrote on Twitter that the attacks were a diversion by the attackers as they tried to free prisoners at military camps. Though details are still not clear, police and military vehicles are patrolling Bujumbura with few, if any, civilians out on the streets. Reports say gunfire can still be heard throughout the city. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Canada is well.